I told our dream team today, I'm still ready for spring. I don't need any more cold. And when outside my house, I saw two cats, I saw two birds, but I thought, no, he's not going to do that again. That was a joke. The animals came two by two because of the... All right, never mind. It just wasn't a funny joke, so there. Hopefully you get an Easter invite card. They're out at the Welcome Center. Grab as many of those as you think you'll use, and please, if you grab them, make sure you use them. Invite some people to service. Next week, let me scoot that just a little bit. Next week is Palm Sunday, and I have a message for next week, and I have one also for Easter Sunday. I'm excited about that, and God is just doing some great things. So let's say hi to our online crowd. God bless you guys. Thanks so much for being with us today. We had about 16 guys show up yesterday for men's breakfast and work day yesterday. And so thanks to all those guys. The courtyard looks wonderful. So that'll be ready for Easter Sunday. For the younger kids are doing, I think, an egg hunt out there. They worked hard yesterday, and we ran out of food pretty much. So, I mean, that's good. That just keeps growing, and we like that. Amen? Are you happy today? There's a lot of stuff going on, and there's a lot of stuff the enemy wants to get you off track and off focus. And you have to determine in your mind, stay focused. How many knows that Jesus was a focused person? Remember, Peter's trying to get him off that, but he just kept, I got to get to Jerusalem. I got to get, you know, he stayed focused. You have to stay focused. You have a job to do in the kingdom of God. We are created on purpose for a purpose. We've been talking about the believer's authority. This is actually week 9, and we've been calling it It's Up to Me. And we've been saying all these things that probably go against the grain a little bit that we grew up in church with, of what we knew and what we thought. But have you ever, and I don't know, if we don't understand something, sometimes we get frustrated and we get upset. I get that. You ever been mad at God? Doesn't do us much good, but we can, something didn't happen. Your prayer didn't get answered. Somebody passed away, or there's this thing. Why am I still going on with this? And all of that kind of thing. And sometimes it's just like stuff is out of reach, but there are answers. And we have to rest in the Lord on those answers. You know, some of those things, you're just walking it out, but you're doing it God's way, and you get out of it. And God shows you how to do that, and that's wonderful. But, you know, we have this mentality in our world system that we shouldn't adopt, but God could have done something. Why didn't he do something? He could have done something. And the truth is, he's already done it. If we understand the scripture, he's already done it. It's already been provided for. Jesus isn't going to the cross again. He went there, paid for everything. The Bible says all sickness, all disease, I mean, everything is taken care of. All your provision taken care of. It is a matter of us believing and understanding the kingdom of God and then walking that way. God gave authority to mankind. I'm just reviewing a little bit. 4:24 of John, God is spirit. Those who worship him must worship him in spirit and truth. And he can't intervene because he gave us authority, or he'd break his word and the universe would fall apart. You know, so he needs you to believe in him so he can flow through you. Ephesians 3:20, now to him who is able to exceedingly abundantly to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, and the part that we don't usually quote that we've talked about, according to the power that works in us. We think sometimes that part's just there for a filler. No, not true. It's there on purpose. So we'll take the viewpoint, if it didn't happen, it must not be God's will, because there's people that will just do that. If it's his will, it's all going to happen. I mean, and granted, he wants his will to come to pass, but you have a part to play in that. We already know by scripture, without going through everything, it is God's will that everybody be saved and not perish. But does everybody get saved? They do not. But his will wants that. But again, we have been given power and authority. God needs people involved. Matthew 10:1, and when he had called his 12 disciples to him, he gave them. Say gave. he gave them power over unclean spirits to cast them out and to heal all kinds of sickness and all kinds of disease. 10:8 of Matthew says, heal the sick, cleanse the leper, raise the dead, cast out demons. Freely you have received, freely give. So he's invested his power in people. That's his investment. For God so loved the world. That's a most famous scripture everybody knows. John 3:16. He so loved. So he did that, and he invested everything in people, in physical human beings that he created, and then we've procreated since then. But he has invested his whole kingdom in you and me. So let's talk about Paul. Let's just look at Paul for a little bit. At one time, he saw many miracles as he ministered, and he wrote most of the New Testament, as you know. And it still impacts us today. I mean, the New Testament is the New Covenant, and we still read that. And we know Paul beforehand thought he was doing the Lord's work, but he was killing Christians. And he had that Damascus Road thing happen, and, you know, and it changed his life and all of those miracles that happened with that. But he's still alive, in a sense, today in the Word. Because the Word is always true. The written Word is always true. It is the plumb line. So Paul writing that, it still goes on. It's still God's word. 2 Corinthians 5:8, we are confident, yes, well pleased, rather to be absent from the body and present with the Lord. Can I tell you, as many people as I prayed for, that if they're ready to go to Jesus, they love that scripture right there, because they know when they close their eyes here, they're opening them there. That's a big deal. And people are like, no, it isn't. Well, if you're not the one closing and opening, yeah, it is. They have comfort in that. They know that that is just like that. It's going to happen. So if you think about that, you and I, if we're believers, have more authority than Paul, because Paul no longer has a physical body. Paul is, he's with Jesus, which is, I mean, what a great place to be. What I'm saying is, for God to continue to work now, he is using people. Paul's work here on earth is done, other than the word going forward and us believing what God has told him in it, that he wrote. We exercise the authority on the earth, and that's how things change. We exercise the authority God gave us. That's how things change. I mean, I can say all kinds of examples, and I mean, I'm living proof of it. You know, how many have ever lost weight to find it again? Okay, it didn't just happen while I slept. There wasn't a fat angel that came down like Play-Doh and just said, let's put this here. That looks good. No, that Play-Doh factory done shut down. But, I mean, so, you know, that was by my own authority. You know, that I took authority, I lost weight, I had discipline, I didn't eat as much or didn't eat that, whatever kind of plan or diet you're on, I get it. But you exercise that authority, or exercise, and stay active, and you start seeing changes. And, if you hear me grunt a little, I'm a little sore because I exercised. I've upped my exercising. I don't want to say that. It sounds like exorcism. That's not what I'm talking about. I've upped my exercising, and so I'm just getting, you know, working to get back into, rather than the shape I am, a better shape. But still, I have to take authority over that. I have to do that. The other day, we went to Dairy Queen. Jesus would eat Dairy Queen or the Jersey. I mean, you know, there are certain things that are just like, that's just good. I sat there while my wife and my grandson ate banana splits in front of me. But I survived. And I was like, there's a couple times I'm thinking, I could probably finish the rest of his banana split. Yeah, I mean, that's half the calories. Come on. But I was good. But anyway, what I'm saying is, it is by the authority that we exercise, by the power that is within us. Sometimes we just don't recognize that we are powerful, but yet greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. If we'd recognize who's in you, you have power. Not, it's not yours, it's delegated power, but yet nonetheless, you still have it. Our job is to do what his word says, to be on mission, to be on purpose, to be doing what he's saying, to witness to people, to be the love of God. But you need to understand, God's not going to violate his word. He will not move independent of people. And people are like, well, what about, you know, if there's angels that show up or whatever, somebody dispatched them. I mean, something happened for, you have to understand how the laws of the kingdom work. We pray for our nation all the time. There's a lot of things going on in our nation. I mean, we need to somehow put, you know, we need to put people in office that can stop the wokeness. Stop the transgenderism. If you don't know what you are, look down. I'll tell you. I'm just saying, some of it is like, you know, back in the day, we'd have never even questioned that. But now we are just, we don't want to offend anybody. And we, now listen to me before you turn me off if you're watching online. We still love you. I mean, it's not about not loving. It's just, I just have to agree with the word. That's all. But God gave mankind authority, so these things have been able to happen. When it's election time again, please vote. And vote for the candidate that's closest to the Bible. I mean, there are people like, I just can't stand, you know, who's President Trump. I don't like Trump, you know, or whatever. Okay, you don't have to go on vacation with him. But if he's closest to the Bible than the guy that was in there before, then you should vote Bible. Hosea 8:4 says, they set up kings, but not by me. They made princes, but I did not acknowledge them. From their silver and gold, they made idols for themselves that they might be cut off. The Bible's saying there have been kings that are made, but God didn't have a part in that. They installed princes, but God didn't give his nod of approval. Because everybody that thinks, well, if it happens, it must be God's will. It's not God's will that 9/11 happened. It's not God's will that people are dying. We already know his will says that he doesn't want any to perish. I believe the church needs to step up. As a church, and our pastors and our leaders need to state the truth and not be afraid that it will go against the status quo. We need to know that God is love, and we need to love people. I get that. But love isn't always, I believe, or I accept everything you do. People wouldn't accept everything any of us do, probably. But if we stay as close to the Bible as we can, we need to be the salt and the light. Have you ever, anybody watch cooking shows besides me? I love to watch. I'm always, not always, but a lot. I mean, if I'm just watching, I'll watch cooking competitions. My mom cannot stand Bobby Flay. I'm going to get her a Bobby Flay cookbook for Christmas. But somebody back there going, wow. No, I won't. But I've thought about it. I've laughed every time I thought. But I mean, the dude has some cooking chops. So, you know, does he know Jesus? I'm pretty doubt that he does, but I enjoy watching him cook. There, you know, there's other things. And, you know, people sometimes will get something and they have I watched this other competition and they had, I guess it's called Wagyu. And it's like $400 for a steak that's like this big. I'm like, shut the front door, $400. I mean, most of us are going, if I had $400, steak is probably not what I'm going to buy. But I mean, I guess you could, if that's what you want. But anyway, and one of the things that Gordon Ramsay said was, not besides, it's raw! Now, what he said was, it's a shame. There's no salt. And so, you have that steak that's that expensive, but yet they did not bring flavor out of it by that additive. You have to understand. Now, here's what I'm getting at. Jesus paid the ultimate price. That was expensive, his life. Our job is to be the salt, to bring out what the gospel is talking about, to bring out that God is love. And to, you know, doesn't mean you can't accept people. If their viewpoint is different, you just still love them, but you just stick to your roots of the Bible. But we haven't been using our authority. So many times we've done things to ourselves. A lot of the people that use their authority are unbelievers. And you need to understand, faith is voice activated and unbelief is voice activated. But people can be working for the enemy, and there's people that can work for God. There's authority that can be exercised on either side. Why? Because both of them, the enemy and God, are spirits, and they need physical bodies. I'm not saying there's bad people. How many know people that they would be incredible believers, but they just don't believe? Or they're just not Christians. They're great people. But there's only one way to Christ, or one way through heaven, and that's Christ, or to heaven. But what we've done as a church is we've stayed kind of secluded in our walls. We don't want to make waves. We don't want to get people upset. I think it's, you know, we just have to love people, but be okay and say what the Bible says, and just be okay. If they don't want to believe it, I'm not going to make them believe it. But I want to be the salt and the light that they could be like, oh my, maybe there is something with that. There are people that talk and do nothing. We need to be people that talk the word and exercise the word, act on the word, believe the word, walk in the word. There are people that think it doesn't matter what I say. My vote doesn't matter. And the enemy will sell you that lie. If you want to swallow that pill, you can. But I'm telling you, everybody matters. Everybody. You know, there's a story of the starfish, of the boy that was on the ocean, and he'd pick up a starfish, and they washed up by the tide, and he's throwing it out to the deeper part of the sea. And there's an old-timer there and says, what are you doing? And he said, I'm throwing these back out there so they'll live. And he said, it won't make any difference. The little boy looked at him and said, it will to this one. And he threw it. It will to this one, and he threw that one. You see, your vote does matter. Your presence does matter. I mean, I get it. We all have people that when they enter the room, you're like, yes! And there's people when they enter the room, you're like, no! And you're more like, yes, when they leave the room. I get it. But sometimes maybe we're those people. But let me say this. Satan cannot do anything. He has no authority and power unless you condone it, unless you consent or cooperate with him. God will not do things because he's bound by his word. He gave you the power and authority to come against the enemy. People need to be involved, and that's how things get done. You know, as I'm preaching this, I'm like, Lord, can I say something more fun? Because this is real quiet when I preach this. But it's okay. I mean, sometimes we have to be quiet when we're trying to absorb everything. You have to put your hand to things. You know, we've talked about how God does certain things. And I mean, it's just like, wow, that's incredible. How'd that happen? You know, I've tried it this and then nothing happened. And then remember with the weed blower or whatever that's called. Yeah, and leaf blower, yes. And went out, and he said, yeah, do that. And I said, we did that. And he said, yeah, but now do it with attitude. And I'm like, what am I supposed to do? You will blow the leaves. I mean, I didn't know what it... But you know what? I had to go out and take it, and I started just moving the blower certain ways and getting it close and pulling it back, and then things started just breaking up. Once it broke up, and I was like, oh, that's what you mean. My point is this. I never would have known that. And you might say, well, Brett, that's silly. Might be silly to you, but in 15 minutes, I had my fence cleared. And the alternative of that was a wheelbarrow and a rake and about 2 hours of work. If I can do it in 15 minutes instead of 2 hours, to me, that's working smarter, letting the Holy Spirit tell me, and not harder, doing it my way. I'm done with Frank Sinatra. I did it. Don't want that. So what are you saying, Brett? I'm saying there's going to be things that happen in life that you don't feel like doing anything about. I understand. I'm not saying you don't always have to feel. You know, there's things that... Okay, Lord, how do I put this? You can't go by your feelings. Your feelings will mislead you sometimes. You have to go by what your peace is, what the word says. What does God say? If you go against the word, then that's not good. So what is the word saying, whatever situation you're facing? Say, if you're fighting sickness, I'm just saying, does the word say, thou shalt give in to sickness and thy shall be miserable for... It doesn't say anything like that. It talks about fighting it. It talks about God wanting you well. So then that's what I want my words to say. And my physical body, when I have God's spirit, that's what gives me authority. I mean, the spirit in me, but I have to do something with what's in me. So I can't yield to the enemy. I have to yield to God. I don't want to yield to poverty. Now, I think Christians should be able to pay their bills because we're believers. I think we should be good stewards of what we have. I'm not saying you're not ever going to have a bumpy road. I'm not saying there's not balance. I'm not saying go buy gold plumbing. I'm not saying anything like that. I'm just saying, what is God telling you? How do you handle those things? And you just do what the Lord says. How do you handle sickness? When you feel sick, something you feel like you are, quote, unquote, catching a cold, or somebody is making you angry, or they're saying things that are not true, or this and that. There's bitterness. There's all kinds of things. Your feelings, God gave you those, but you still have to rein those in. You can't say everything you want to say. If you did that, we'd all be in trouble, wouldn't we? Because boy, wouldn't it be nice just to tell some people, seems like they can say whatever they want and get away with it. And you are feeling like, how come I have to be good, God? But I don't want any of me to cooperate with the enemy, is what I'm saying. I don't want to give him any place to work. So what do? So I change the plan of the enemy. The enemy comes in to kill, destroy, do all those things. He wants you sick. So I have to do something that combats that, whether I feel like it sometimes or not. Start praising God. I start declaring the word. I start saying, that's not my thought. Then I start putting a thought with it that is a word thought, a God thought. I say it out loud. And then I will praise the Lord. I'll do those three things. And it will change the pattern of my thought to be on God. And I will do that over and over again until that thought, just the bad thought, goes away. But I have to bring my body. You'll hear me pray for people. We command it to come in line with the word of God. Why would I do that? Because the word is always perfect. There is no fault in the word of God. There's fault in me, fault in you. This isn't the book according to Brett. This is the Bible. So I bring it in line with the word of God. I want to use what I have that God gave me as a weapon against the enemy. So I submit myself, my body, to the Lord. God, I'm yours. You are the house of the Holy Ghost. His spirit dwells in you. So on the enemy's side, if I yield to that, then I become servant to him. I don't want to be servant to him. Because he's going to make you sick, destroy you, kill you. He does not care. So I don't want to lay down and just give up. And sometimes we all feel like we are just tired. And I just, I've been fighting and I just, ugh. We have to be able to fight past what you feel because, again, the greater one is in you. So you have to fight against it. You have to work through it. And we talked Wednesday night. You missed a service Wednesday. We talked about the gifts of the Spirit. Talked about those nine gifts, and we talked about, there's the gift of faith and the miracles and all that. You're going to have to pull on some of that because it's access to you. You have access to it. And so, we need to be able to say, okay, because sometimes we're just pooped. And we almost physically feel like, I can't go on. I mentally can't go on. I physically can't go on. Well, then you tap in because the greater one is in you. God, I need that. I need that gift of faith. I need, even though I got the measure, but I need that special. I need that anointing, that gift. I need that gift of healing. I need to exercise that now. Now, I understand there's wisdom, so I'm not saying you can never rest. Please don't misunderstand me. Sometimes you need rest. Sometimes if you don't rest, you're not listening. God might say, take it easy. Kim and I have sometimes a hard time taking it easy because we're always busy. We're always doing something. And sometimes just coming in and we're like, I'm just going to sit. And then you kind of sit there and go, well, that was good. We don't sit very long. And we just sometimes need to just chill out, chillax. I can't think of any other words, so I'll just leave it at those two because I'll get in trouble when I start thinking of other words. I say them wrong. We just rest, and we just need to do what God says and just rest in the presence of the Lord. There's something to being still. If you're always about busy, sometimes people don't like to be restful because then you have to listen. And if we're always busy, we don't have time to listen, but just to hear the Lord. And that still small voice. And I get it. Sometimes we all have the measure of faith. I've taught you that. But we might be on different levels of that. Some have exercised their faith more. And they go, oh, they got more muscles than that. And others have just like, I very rarely use mine. I have it. But, you know, I'm confused about this or that. And that's where we need to get into the Word of God. For me, if I start to feel sick or if I say anything to her, I'll tell her, hey, I need you to agree with me in prayer. I mean, like white on rice. It's just like, in the name of Jesus. We both will just attack that. I am the healed of the Lord. And I will do the things that I was going to do rather than sit there and let my mind fester on whatever battle. The battle, listen to me, has already been won. I just receive, God, thank you for what you've done. Jesus, thank you for what you've done on the cross. I don't have to suffer in this sickness. I'll tell you what I'm going to do this. And you might have to walk through some stuff, but as you exercise your faith, you'll be amazed at what happens. I mean, I didn't have to get the weed blower and leaf blower and do that, and I still would have had to rake and do all that, but I had to exercise and just trust what the Holy Spirit had told me. And that's when you walk on the water. That's when you get out of the boat and you're like, oh, wow. It is a kingdom law. It is a kingdom principle. That's when you start getting better and you start taking the Lord at his word, you might as well start playing Rocky. Because, baby, it's on then. That's when it's just like, I ain't going down no more. You've made up your mind. That's it. I'm not going away. I'm not going to run. And the enemy is afraid when we begin to do that. I will submit myself, my body, my actions, my mind, everything I am to God and against the enemy. I'm going to put action with my faith, back up my belief. If it's not from God, don't coddle it. If you're saying, Brett, I'm not even there. Okay, some of that's a process. I get it. The longer you walk with God, you'll see those things happen. Just stay close to him. Don't cooperate with the enemy. I've had people, you pray, and they'll be like, I'm healed. And I want you to be healed. I believe that he healed you. That's when I pray for somebody, I believe it's done. If you're on medication, unless the Lord tells you and you know he tells you, don't stop taking your medication. Go back to the doctor. Let him prove that, hey, you're healed. You don't even need this anymore. Does that make sense? Now, if he told you you don't need it and you're healed and you see it done, hey, I've already believed that with you. That's fine. But we've had people do the other. Let the doctor prove it. If you're not sure, if you're sure, then do what the Lord tells you. I hope that comes out right. Did that come out right? Okay. She gives me a nod and she smiled. Okay. I'm going to yield to God, not the enemy. If you yield to the enemy, it stops the power of God flowing through you. I'm going to start obeying what the Lord's telling me. I'm going to agree with what the Word says, and I'm going to agree with that. I'm going to believe everything the Word says. I had people get mad at me just because they said, you just believe it because it's in the Bible. I'm like, yeah. And they're like, that makes me mad. Okay. And you heard the joke of the lady on the plane. She sat next to a guy. And the guy sees her. She has a Bible. And he says, do you believe that? And she said, every word. He said, you believe a guy really got swallowed by a big fish and spit up on the bank and all of that stuff? Do you believe that? She said, I do. And the guy said, what if you get to heaven and he's not there? And she said, well, then where you go, you can ask him. I believe every word the Bible says. Just because you haven't, you know, if you haven't seen it with your own eyes, there's a lot of it. We don't walk by sight. We walk by faith. So if I say I'm healed, I'm going to do my best to act like I'm healed. Does that make sense to you? Sometimes I've done that. I've still been in pain. But every step, I'm like, thank you, God. And guess what? The pain just leaves. It just starts going away. Now, we could sit here and pull apart. I could say, well, I just wish it'd go just like that. Well, yeah, I wished it would too. Sometimes it does. Why it didn't the other time? It wouldn't be God's fault. It'd be mine. Just know, stay close to God. Walk with Him. Just understand that just walking or just acting right will not make faith work if you're not believing it. You can't, in essence, you really can't fake it till you make it if you didn't believe it in the first place. Does that help? You must believe it and then act on it before you see it. Renew your mind with the Word. Faith is a victory that overcomes the Word. Faith is dead without works. We've talked about that, James 2:20. But do you want to know, O foolish man, that faith without works is dead? So it's not works that produce faith. You got the measure of faith, but it's not just by, because if you think it's what you do, that's self-righteousness. It's what Jesus did. That's what we have to understand. He gave us the faith, but it's because of everything that He did. Romans 10:17, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. So get what the Lord's telling you, and then say, God, what do you want me to do? Sometimes we've had to just wait until we feel an answer, because if you don't feel a peace, don't do anything. Because Kim and I went through some stuff just because, and I'm going to say this in all the best way I can tell you, we were stupid. I was stupid because, didn't listen close enough and acted before I ever heard the whole thing. Before He told me everything. So we go through stuff. Why is that? Because I put us there. I want to get to a place where my actions are consistent with everything that I say and what the Word says. My God will supply all my needs. And the Bible says, give and it will be given unto you. And see, people that are thinking, well, you're just saying that because of... No, that's what the Word says. But if I say I believe and I give God my first portion, that's wonderful. But if I say I believe that God supplies all my needs, but I won't give, I may not be a smart man, but I'm not working on the same level. I'm contradicting what I'm saying. My point is this. I need to be consistent. We need to stay with what the Word says and believe what the Word says, and our actions follow what the Word says. Satan is a spirit. God is a spirit. The devil couldn't force Adam and Eve to do anything. He was, remember, an angel that was sent to minister to them, and then he got all twisted and deceived them, and it was people that made Satan. We turned him into... You know, because we took him at his word. Adam did that. Eve did that. God gave them unconditional authority over the earth. Lucifer didn't have that. He wanted that. It wasn't given to him. It was dependent on them obeying God. And God gave Adam and Eve charge without strings. We talked about strings. But when they were tricked and lied to and deceived. They submitted and yielded to the enemy. And so he got that authority. So basically, that's how Satan got created, because man gave him a foothold. So the enemy since that time has used human power and authority, because that's how he gets things done, just like that's how God gets things done. He gets people to cooperate. John 10:10, the thief does not come except only to steal, kill, and destroy. I have come that they may have life and that they may have it more abundantly. If the enemy had his way, every person on earth would be miserable, would be suffering, would be in pain, would be cursing. They would have sickness, have disease, they'd be dying, no hope, no chance of getting better. They'd be divorced, flat broke, totally depressed, suicidal, a Steelers fan. Just making sure you were awake. Margie, I'm so sorry. That shall be stricken from the record. But the enemy's will is totally opposite of God's will. Jesus says, I've come to give you life and give it to you more abundantly. And with the enemy, everybody loses. And that's his mojo, loser. That's who the enemy is. And if he had his way, just remember, you would always be poor. You'd be sick. You'd be depressed. You'd be stressed. You'd be, you know, it just miserable. And that's his plan. But he can't do that to you without your consent or cooperation. 1 Peter 5:8 says this, be sober, vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. He just can't devour anybody. He has to seek you out. You need to understand that. He can only devour those people who cooperate with him. His mission, steal, kill, and destroy. If he can get you from being happy, take your joy, he's got your strength. The joy of the Lord is my strength. Don't let him get that. Look at the United States. In the past 10 years, we've digressed, haven't we? Men now can go into women's bathrooms because they might feel like a woman. There are places, I guess, where people are allowed, if you want. Today, they're a cat, and I heard there's litter boxes for people that can. I mean, are you kidding me? There's stuff happening in schools, and people don't want to say anything because they don't want to be, you know, make waves or be part of that. They just want to look the other way. Doesn't matter what the Bible says about, you know, this country has had a Pride Month and all of those. That's unfortunate. God still loves the people, though, and so do we. He just doesn't love their choices. When I was growing up, most of you, and I'm going to be 65, most of you, if you're older, remember the time like in summertime, if you didn't lock your screen door or your door in some neighborhood, it was just no big deal. You just felt safe. It was just, when I was a kid, man, we were out. I didn't have to come in until my mom hollered. Usually it was right after it got dark, unless we were playing, you know, a game with the neighborhood kids and all of that stuff. Sometimes now you have to be cautious. You just have to, I don't even know if that's right for me to say that. You just have to be wise. Maybe cautious isn't the right word. But you just have to start, Lord, we got to speak and protect our children and all of that. Things wouldn't even been considered, let alone permitted. But back in the day, it wasn't always the answer. Back in the day, everybody you saw on TV smoked. And then they came out and said, that causes cancer. And then they weren't allowed. You didn't see all the stuff that happened, you know. But at the time, it was just a symbol. It was a cool symbol. You just look cool. And so some people just smoked because they just look cool. So I'm not saying that era was always correct. I'm just saying, but there was a lot of safety in when we were growing up. The world didn't have all of things at the snap of a finger of access. If Satan had his way, this place would be like Gotham City. Remember, have you seen the commercial with State Farm? Batman or Bateman? And that's the enemy. I mean, if you want Batman, you don't want Bateman, but the enemy is Bateman. He's going to give you the bait, man. He's going to give everything that's going to try to make you jump ship from God. Whatever happened, even in the church today, whatever happened to just a fear of the Lord? Not like I'm afraid of God is going to, not because God's not going to hurt you, but I'm talking about just out of honor and respect. If I did something wrong as a kid and I knew I was going to get disciplined, there was a fear of my father. My father never abused me. He didn't, he didn't beat me or anything like that. Nothing like that. But I just knew when Dad comes home, I was going to hear my mom go, "David, your son." And we had 15 steps on Forest Street because I counted them all the time. And I was like, ooh, man, I used to stick stuff in the back of my britches hoping. Never really worked. And I didn't have a door on my room, and I just wait on him to come around the corner, and I still could see his face. And I knew, like, it's time to pay the piper. But he would ask me stuff. Did she tell you to get out of that tree? And you did not get out of that tree?
Yep.
I always liked it when Mom spanked me, though, because it never really hurt. I didn't like it when Dad spanked me. Mom could spank you, and you could just be like, ooh, a little to the left, but not Dad. I knew I was in trouble. Respect. I wasn't afraid of him, but I knew enough to know that he was going to make me toe the line. Psalm 36:1, an oracle within my heart concerning the transgression of the wicked. There is no fear of God before our eyes. There's people that they don't even care about what God says. That's one of the reasons the church hasn't done a good job of representing the gospel. We need to care about what God says. Well, what's God say about it? We need to go back to being salt and light. Come on, somebody. We need to be the people that are helping and doing what we can, not accepting everything, but just being loving. You see, the enemy needs people to make it happen, just like God. And so we can bind things. We are allowed, according to the word. But just binding is not going to be enough. You might have to put some action with that besides just your mouth. You might have to pray. You might have to do what the Lord is telling you. Let me just ask you this. If I'm somebody is, say, in the restaurant and they're like, God says I need you to buy their food. And they're thinking, have you ever been to a restaurant? I had a guy take me to a restaurant one time, two story. Love the guy. So if you're watching, love you. Wonderful, nice guy, helped us many times, and he was bound to determine, I'm taking you out to eat. And I kept saying, you don't have to take me out to eat. I'm taking you out to eat. The Lord wants me to take you out to eat. I'm taking you out. I'm blessing you. I'm taking you out. I'm taking you to this restaurant. It's going to be awesome. And he wouldn't get off of it. I'm like, okay, let's go. Let's go to lunch. We got there. The waitress comes over and says, can I take your order? And he said, this is my treat. You can have anything you want. And then he looks up, he goes, I have $9. I was like, well, everything on the menu, I mean, even if you got the burger platter is like $9. And I'm like, I'm not going to eat that and watch him not eat anything. So I just told the waitress, I said, I got it. And so I just told him, get whatever you want. And he goes, no, I'm going to treat you. And I said, well, you can't for $9. It's all good. Let me get it. Okay. So I did. What I'm telling you is, if he's hungry, would I help him by just not feeding him? That's not helping. If somebody's cold, boy, and I got four coats and I don't give them one, that's not helping. I want to be part. If God says, hey, you have four coats, that's why you have four, give two of those away. Then I want to do that. Why? Because I want to be salt and light. Now, there's a lot of stuff. You can get online and find anything. And you can hear lies about everything. I'm going to leave that right there. But what I'm saying is, I love Jesus, and I have given away a lot of things, vehicles, money, and it's okay because he instructed me to do it. What I'm telling you is, follow the Lord. Do what he says. Put something with your belief. Be the salt and light. Impact people's lives. John 8:32, and you shall know the truth shall make you free. So the truth will make them free, as long as it's the gospel truth. Get back to our roots. Get back to the Bible. Healthy respect or fear of the Lord. Speak up. You know, there are people that are just waiting on somebody to say, I can't do that. I got one more story, and I'm just going to finish this right now, okay? I've been in about, I don't know, maybe 10, 12 plays at the Palace. I like the Palace. I like it because to me it was an avenue to do ministry. And so I got to be in plays. I was in with Maddie. We've done a couple plays. Mallory, we've done some plays. My boys, we've done plays. When we came back to town, we did Peter Pan. I was the pirate Bill Jukes. But anyway, I got to witness to a lot of people about Jesus. Okay? But there have been times that I've been cast in a play. Matter of fact, I want to say it was a play that I took Maddie to, and they needed somebody that could do an evil laugh. Now, I'm not proud that I can do an evil laugh. Just saying. But my laugh was like, he said, I just need somebody. And so some guy goes, ha, ha, ha. You know, and then I went, and he's like, who did that? Anyway, so I ended up getting the lead in this part because of the evil laugh. And so that's fine. But there was a song in there that the words said this. And I just told him, I said, not doing that. And he said, yeah. I said, not doing that. I said, you'll either have to get somebody else to sing it, or he said, or you'll walk. I said, if that's what you want to, that's the way you see it. So he changed it so I could do the part. And so we got to another play, and there was a part in there that I had to say something derogatory about a race or color. I said, I'm not doing that. And he said, I need you to say that. I said, I'm not doing that. So he, you know, there was part of that part in there. I did it once, and it was a racist comment, but it was in the script, and there were people in the play that came up and said, Brett, it's okay. We know your heart. It's okay. I'm like, it doesn't matter. It bothers me. It wasn't a curse word. It wasn't anything like that. I wouldn't do that. But then I thought, I'm not doing it again. And I just told him, I'm not doing it again. And I'm sorry for doing it the one time. And so I never did it again. And he didn't like it, but the show must go on. So it did. So what are you telling me? What I'm telling you is, stay close to the roots of God, to your convictions. You know what a conviction is? If you've seen too much, you can't convince me. I've seen this. I've seen how the enemy comes in. I've seen how God raises a standard up against him. I've seen how he said, Brett, I want you to do this and give this. And I've done that and seen him do things. I've seen how he said, don't do that. And I've not done that. And he said, do this. I've done that and seen how he does things. But it always goes with the principle of the word. This is what I'm challenging you today. You have more of God in you than you exercise or really, really believe. Before you run your kid to the doctor, I love doctors. Doctors do great things. Don't need any hate mail about doctors. Been to a doctor. Doctors have helped me. I get it. But what if, as parents, you took authority over that and prayed for that situation right then, and then just see what happens? You might not have to go to the doctor if you believe it. And you know, I mean, are there not gifts? Is there not faith? But you won't know unless you're willing to step out of the boat. Take your authority and watch God do the things that only God can do. I have things that have happened to me that haven't been that long, and I don't have any other explanation other than God. And people that don't like it, they do whatever they want. They can make up whatever they want. I love them. I'm just doing my best to follow him. That's it. That's all we can do. Be in Christ. Greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. Amen. Bow your heads, close your eyes.